as you have already noticed, Ro is not here today. And he's not here today because my grandma and his mom is entering her final stage of life on this earth. The nurse that's been providing care has said that this stage can last a few days, but one thing for sure is that her race is almost done. So again, I ask that you bear with me today. One, I'm not good at public speaking. I didn't inherit that from my father or my grandfather or my grandmother. They're all very good at teaching and speaking. And I struggle with that. As most of you guys know, I'm an introvert. It's a wonder that I even got married. That was all God. And as you can tell, I already have a wide range of emotions. So it's making what's already difficult even more difficult. So I bring this message to you because I think it is most fitting that my grandmother's race is coming to near an end during a time when most of the Christian world is honoring our Messiah's death, burial, and resurrection. My grandmother has dedicated the majority of her life to proclaiming the gospel of Yeshua and his saving grace. She held Bible clubs after school for local neighborhood children, as well as running a summer camp for youth for many, many years. And even more fitting is the fact that without Yeshua's death, burial, and resurrection, we would be left without hope. The good news of Yeshua's resurrection for us is that all who put their faith in Yeshua share in his resurrection victory. Rab Shaul says in Romans chapter 4 and verse 25, Yeshua, who was delivered over to death because of our offenses and raised to life in order to make us righteous. This means that those with faith in Yeshua are delivered from sin because of Yeshua's victory over sin in his resurrection. This also means that Yeshua's bodily resurrection is the pattern and guarantee for our own bodily resurrections. Shaul explains that Yeshua's resurrection as a man is the answer to death introduced by the first man. But the fact is that the Messiah has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a man, also the resurrection of the dead has come through a man. For just as in connection with Adam, all die, so in connection with the Messiah, all will be made alive, but each in his own order. The Messiah is the first fruits. Then those who belong to the Messiah at the time of his coming, then the culmination when he hands over the kingdom of God, the Father, after having put an end to every rulership, yes, to every authority and power. And that's 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 20 through 24. Since Yeshua's resurrection is the first fruits, all those who put their faith in Yeshua will share in the resurrection harvest to eternal life with a promise that death itself will be destroyed. Shaul uses this metaphor, of the feast of first fruits to present Yeshua's resurrection as an example of the greatness of the future resurrection of believers. On the first day of the week, during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Israelites were to bring an offering of first fruits to Adonai. This anticipated the harvest to come. This is why Yeshua rose from the dead on the day of first fruits. The anticipation of the harvest of resurrection to come. God will only raise those who are in connection with Messiah to eternal life with him. So just like in first fruits, they brought the first of the harvest because they anticipated the full harvest. So with Yeshua's resurrection, he was the first fruits with the anticipation of the harvest to come. Shaul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, for he has to rule until he puts all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be done away with will be death, for he put everything in subjection under his feet. But when it says that everything has been subjected, obviously the word does not include God, who is himself the one subjecting everything to the Messiah. Now when everything has been subjected to the Son, then he will subject himself to God, who subjected everything to him, so that God may be everything and everyone. Death has no claim for those who are united by faith and to the victorious resurrected Messiah. He who is dead is now alive. Yeshua has conquered death. His resurrection was a true and total defeat of death. As the Holy Son of God, Yeshua overcame death once and for all, as Kepha explained in Acts chapter 2, verse 24. But God has raised him up and freed him from the suffering of death. It was impossible that death could keep its hold on him. The triumphant, risen Yeshua said, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever, and I hold the keys to death and Sheol." Yeshua is sovereign over death. Yeshua's conquest of death is permanent and it is eternal. Yeshua conquered death because he was sinless. The curse upon mankind in the Garden of Eden, brought about by their sin, was plainly stated, "You will certainly die," in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Ever since, we have seen the truth of Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." But Yeshua had no sin, and since he was sinless, death had no power over him. Yeshua's death was a voluntary sacrifice for our sin, and given his sinless perfection, his resurrection logically followed. Yeshua said in John chapter 10, verse 17, "I lay down my life only to take it up again." The fact that Yeshua has conquered death has eternal consequences for us. The good news, the gospel, is grounded in Yeshua's victory over death. Without the resurrection, there is no gospel. In fact, there would be no hope for us at all. 1 Corinthians 15:17, "And if the Messiah has not been raised, your trust is useless and you are still in your sins." But the good news, Yeshua has risen. And as fellow conquerors with him, we can pass from death to life. Yeshua has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. The fact that Yeshua has conquered death means that believers, have also been granted victory over death. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, Yeshua is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Again, this means that Yeshua's resurrection is the first of many. Believers who have fallen asleep will be likewise resurrected. Yeshua promised his followers, "Because I live, you also will live." The fact that Yeshua has conquered death is a fulfillment of prophecy. The psalmist predicted the Messiah would overcome death. "You will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay," Psalm 16:10. Other prophets filled God's people with hope that the Messiah would one day abolish death. Isaiah 25:8 says, he will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. And I will deliver this people from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Where, O death, are your plagues? Where, O grave, is your destruction? Death is the enemy. It is the enemy's most powerful and terrifying weapon against us. At the cross, Yeshua defeated the enemy on behalf of us helpless sinners. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out, John 12:31. With the empty tomb, Yeshua destroyed the enemy's most powerful weapon, death. Our accuser is now powerless to condemn us. We will not share his fate. When Yeshua conquered death for us, he removed that sting of death. We will not be judged by God according to our sins. Rather, we will stand before God, robed in Yeshua's own perfect righteousness. That is why believers in Yeshua will not be hurt at all by the second death. And the second death has no power over them. Yeshua has received our death penalty for sin, and through his death has conquered death. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. What can separate us from the love of God and Yeshua the Messiah? Neither death nor life. Yeshua has conquered death, and believers stand firm on Yeshua's words. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Yeshua overcame death through his resurrection. So it is comforting to know that death is not the end for those who believe. Those who know Yeshua as Savior will have eternal life. God has prepared a new home for us where there will be no more death, no more tears, and no more pain. 2 Corinthians 7:6, but God who encourages the downhearted. It is important to remember that God is ultimately the source of our comfort. Be assured that God loves us, each and every one of us, and that he understands how much we are hurting. Run to the shelter of the Most High, where you will find sweet rest. Psalm 91:1-2 and 4b. You who live in the shelter of Elyon, who spend your nights in the shadow of Shaddai, who say to Adonai, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And under his wings you will find refuge. His truth is a shield and protection. Let's all stand for the blessing. Yevarecha Adonai beYishmarecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha, Vechonecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha, Ve'yasem lecha shalom. May Adonai bless you and keep you. May Adonai make his face shine on you and show you his favor. May Adonai lift up his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.